Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're so glad to have you with us. We're here for another session of Read the Word. If you weren't here for the last session, just to catch everybody up while I start YouTube over here, Pastor is on the road. He's driving on his way back from Washington. And we're doing some catch up of the Read the Word programs again tonight. I had been in Michigan for a month with my dad and just got back a few hours ago. And then, like I said, Pastor has been on the road too. So we got a little bit behind and we're right here at the end of the year. So we need to get our sessions caught up. Whoops, our sessions caught up here. So that's what we're doing tonight. And I just lost my YouTube. There we go. And I'll have to repeat all of this to them too when we get done. But we just want you guys to know what's going on. And just bear with me while I finish getting this set up. Usually when Pastor's on, I can do this for him without anyone knowing. But when we're doing it alone, it's kind of obvious that I'm working on something here. So thank you for being with us and welcome YouTube. We're so glad to have you with us. And as I was just explaining to our Blog Talk Radio listeners, tonight we just did a session of Read the Word. This is our second session for tonight. We're trying to catch up. I had been in Michigan. I just got back today. A few hours ago, and Pastor is actually still on the road from Washington. He's driving a semi back to Billings, Montana. And so he's still on the road tonight. So I'm doing the reading, and then he's popping in whenever possible as he's traveling. He steps in and commentates for us. Which we love. And I'm almost ready. I just got a couple more things to get us finished setting up here. And tonight we are reading 2 Peter and Jude. Or for this session of reading, we're doing 2 Peter and Jude. We're trying to get caught up because, of course, we're right at the end of the year now, and we missed quite a bit of time while I was in Michigan and Pastor was flying out to Washington. Well, we had missed some sessions in between before that, too, with work schedule. So anyways, we're catching up now. This has been a really, really great experience for us. I hope all of you have been enjoying it too. Like we said before, you catch so much more when you hear the word being read out loud to you or when you yourself read it out loud too. It's amazing how much more you pick up. Okay, so here we go. 2 Peter and Jude are the readings for this session. Greeting the faithful. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. That's a powerful statement, a powerful prayer to pray over everyone on a regular basis. And not a whole lot more needs to be added to it. Except the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Fruitful growth of the faith, verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And that's a powerful statement, too. He was forgotten. He has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. And we need to remember that on a regular basis, because one of the tactics of the enemy is to continuously remind us and bring back things that have been thrown into God's sea of forgetfulness. But the enemy can keep us bound if he will try to keep us bound, if he can keep us remembering and being condemned for the things in our past life. So we need to always remember that we've been set free of these things. As I was saying earlier, I have this old cat, and as he loses his hearing, I'm thinking he's losing his hearing, he becomes louder in his talking, so he's not being tortured or anything. If you hear the screeching in the background, he's just talking. And I shouldn't have looked away. Okay, verse 9, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. So always help us remember that we have been purged from our old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Therefore, I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things, though you know them and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I'm in this tent, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease. 16, for we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Okay, this is Pastor calling in, so don't think I'm just stopping the program to answer the phone. He's losing signal, but if he calls in on the phone, he can usually hear us. Hi.
Hi, love.
Hi, love. Okay. We are reading 2 Peter.
And Jude,
yes.
Is somebody else?
No, but if anyone would like to read, you're more than welcome to come over to Zoom.
Okay.
and you could read for us. That would be awesome.
And stop by North Dakota and Cincinnati and make a cup of coffee.
Yes, I would do that too. John, I love Roman. Yes, and Roman loved you too. So if you were here to pet him, he wouldn't be screeching in our background. Okay, ready?
I am ready.
I am. Oh. Well, what? Verse 16. For there was something I was just going to say about this last. Oh, with Peter talking about putting off his tent, and we were talking in the last reading about how we need to remember that this life is so temporary, and our main function is to accomplish God's will for our life here. Realizing that this life is just temporary and we're preparing for eternity, and Peter too talking about putting off his tent. We literally are just here in these bodies like a tent that will eventually take off and move on to eternity. This is very temporal here now. Anyways, verse 16, here we go. For we did not follow cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice, which came from heaven. They actually heard it when they were standing there with him. Can you imagine hearing God's voice? What a day that will be. And we heard his voice, which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, which you do well to heed. Is a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but by holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Chapter 2 is about destructive doctrines. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who brought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. So many of the churches now, in an attempt to make everybody accepted, I guess, they're also accepting sin and what is an abomination to God into the house of God, and that's just so wrong, and we have to be careful. That's why it's so important that we read the word ourselves so that we know what the word of God says, because some of them are very sly at making what they're accepting seem like the right thing to do when it just isn't. We need to be telling people the truth and helping them change from wicked ways. There's really no other way to put that. Except that. So just beware and know your word. More than knowing your word, be in tune to the Holy Spirit, because you don't have to memorize the Bible, but if you're tuned in to the Holy Spirit, he'll check your spirit. Even if you don't know the scripture and verse that it came from, he will check your spirit and you will know, okay, there's something wrong about this I need to check out. And we all know that. We have that inner witness. So pay attention to that. Verse 2. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness, they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time, their judgment has been idle, and their destruction does not slumber. Yeah, boy, God holds off and holds off. And look at how many times even the children of Israel, they would forsake him and go against his ways. And he would punish them. Well, they would actually bring the punishment on themselves just by virtue of, you know, when you sin, you open yourself up to the punishment of the enemy. And but then they would repent and turn from their ways, and God just kept forgiving them and forgiving them and forgiving them. And to this day, he's such a forgiving and wonderful God. I'm not sure what about, I don't remember what I was reading that just brought that to my mind, but. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly, and delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed with the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. Then the Lord knows how to deliver godly out of temptation and reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lusts of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, whereas angels who are greater in power and might do not bring a reviling accusation against them before the Lord. But these, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption. And that is so true. They don't know. They don't understand. So they'll speak heresies. 13. And will receive the wages of unrighteousness as those who count it pleasure to carouse in the daytime. They are spots and blemishes, carousing in their own deceptions while they feast with you, having eyes full of adultery, and that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls. They have a heart trained in covetous practices and are accursed children. They have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. These are wells without water, clouds carried by a tempest, to whom the gloom of darkness is reserved forever. 18. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through the lasciviousness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome, by him also he is brought into bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world, through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it would have been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered to them. But it has happened to them according to the true proverb. A dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in the mire. It makes you wonder why people would ever want to go back. But they do. Chapter 3, God's promise is not slack. Beloved, I now write to you this second epistle, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of reminder. You may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willfully forget, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, by which the world that then existed perished, being flooded with water. But the heavens and the earth, excuse me, which now exist are kept in store by the same word, reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us. And that truly is it. He doesn't want to give up on anybody. He is holding out as long as possible that many, many more will come to him. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That is his long suffering for us. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth, in which righteousness dwells. Verse 14, we're in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blemish. Lost my place again. Verse 15. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which those who are untaught and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. You, therefore, beloved, since you know these things beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory both now and forever. Amen. And amen. And that really is the thing, standing steadfast in our faith, being aware, and waiting for the coming of our Lord. And when they say he's not coming after all this time, say, no, he's waiting for people like you to find him and turn from your ways so that you don't get left to the destruction. Jude, here is the book of Jude. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Amen. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turn the grace of our God into lasciviousness and deny the only Lord God of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own habitation, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Yet Michael the archangel, in contending with the devil, when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring against him a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." That is a good position to take. The Lord rebuke you. But these speak evil of whatever they do not know and whatever they know naturally, like brute beasts. In these things they corrupt themselves. Woe to them. For they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, perished in the rebellion of Korah. Verse 12, these are spots in your love feasts. While they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water carried about by the winds. Late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the roots. Raging waves of the sea, foaming up their own shame. Wandering stars, for whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men, also saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment on all, to convict all who are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have committed in an ungodly way, and of all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking according to their own lusts. And they mouth great swelling words, flattering people to gain advantage. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts." And they're actually even prideful of their ungodly lusts now. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction on some, those that are seeking or showing some interest in knowing the Lord, like we talked about earlier. You don't spend too much time on the ones that are just trying to distract and cause division and really aren't interested in seeking God. We need to have great discernment on that. But on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Amen. And that is the glory to our God. There was the end of our reading for tonight. Now, I'm guessing probably I will close out again, and then we'll reopen with one more session tonight if anyone would like to join us. If you're not able to join us again live, remember the YouTube link of Read the Word. They will be in that link. And you actually can go through and do the whole Bible again if you'd like. I don't know if we are going to re-record this for the next year, but either way, we'll leave the links up for what we did this year. And we will have it finished by tomorrow. Tomorrow is the last day of this year, 2022. Wow. So anyways, here we go. I'm going to close out for tonight, and then we'll open for another session. Hope you guys enjoyed this. We thank you. Thank you for being with us and that you're seeing a whole lot of new things that you've not heard before from your Bible reading. And every time you read the Bible, it seems like you have new revelation, and that's what God brings to us always, too. And he rewards those who diligently seek them. So when you are constantly seeking the word for new things, he is going to show you new revelations. So have a great evening, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Thank you for being with us. Whoops.